Today, we'll be listening to Meaningful Work. We'll be discussing meaningful work. Work is a good thing, even though not everybody likes to hear that. But God, when he made Adam, he put him in the Garden of Eden. It was a great place. He put him in the garden that he, God, planted. And God used to visit it. He had everything there. If you think of garden, you think maybe just a garden. No, no. Place where he slept. Even there was a place. There was a tree there in the middle. A tree of life. You can fantasize. Maybe when you are getting old, just stroll there. Just get a little bit. And then you go to mini kids again. You know, just feel young. You are refreshed. You know. But there was that tree there. Walk was supposed to be easy until the fall. The only thing that God said Adam should not touch, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was drawn to that. They were drawn to that. Adam and Eve, you know of what happened after. Then work became hard, very hard. And it's still hard today. But we thank God for the provision that Jesus has given us. We're going to be looking at work from above the sun and work under the sun. But first of all, let us start with no work. It's also an option. No work. When you consider no work, I don't know if you saw a man called Paul Mason. He had a documentary last week. You can check it up. He became very, he got into the news because he was the fattest man on earth. And he hit 80 stone. That is over 1,000 pounds in weight. He just sat there. He didn't go out for a long time. He was just eating. And then, from his own mouth, this is not fat shaming, but from his own mouth, he said he grew so big, and one day he had a problem. He had to be taken to hospital. They showed the picture. I counted 12 men. They had to break the wall to get him out because he hadn't come out for a long time. He was just eating. He said, just in an evening, he would have 4 or 5 takeaways. Just in the evening. We're not talking of lunch. We're not talking of breakfast. And then he saw someone who, they took him to hospital, and the doctors, as they are normally trained to do, keeping a straight face, they told him that he should make plans because what they have for cremation when people die was not designed for the size that this guy was. That was the only time he cried a little bit when he was sharing. They said they would have to take him to an abattoir where they, slaughter animals and just burn them. Then someone admired him and married him from America, came over. This Paul Mason is in the UK here. And married this guy, and then so they did this operation on him, and he lost, I think, 39 stone. But soon, not too long after, he had the divorce because the woman said he should just put some vegetables in his food. That was it. He said the woman was controlling. Well, when he was giving the talk, sharing about his life, he said during this lockdown alone, because he's beginning to put on weight again, he has put on 19 stone. See, no work can be very dangerous. The Bible encourages us to keep busy. Even when you are in between jobs, keep busy. The Word of God is wonderful, encouraging us to keep busy. You see, I told you before that work is good. When there's no work, it can be very harmful. But the preacher found something about the attitude to work that disturbed him. He said, you know, as he described it, the attitude to work could be like chasing after the wind or vapor, meaningless and empty. Because we're going through this book of, you know, Ecclesiastes, you see, he comes out, he said, this kind of attitude can harm people. The type of attitude to work can harm people. It can actually destroy their relationship with God. The preacher highlights that the attitude can also destroy relationship with those nearest and closest to us, nearest and dearest. The world tries to mitigate whether the factors, and they're talking about work-life balance. This is difficult to achieve. It's also expensive. You know, work-life balance cannot be achieved fully except we take on board God's ways. And God's ways lead to meaningful work. That is what we'll be looking at today, meaningful work. Let us see what the preacher says in Ecclesiastes 2, 17 to 23. So I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish. Yet they will have control over all the fruit of my toil into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all the toilsome labor under the sun. For a person may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then they may leave all they own to another who has not toiled for it. This too is meaningless. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days, their work is grief and pain, and even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. We can see the preacher here talking, just thinking the attitude of people. I don't know about you. Have you ever had a dodgy workman who did a job for you, collected the money, but you had to ask another person to come and complete it? Here we call them cowboy builders. Attitude to work under the sun. Harmful to the person, having the attitude, harmful to God, their relationship with God, dangerous, and also to people around them. It even gets worse. On the 24th of June, 2021, a Florida upmarket high-rise collapsed. The building, it collapsed, killing 98 people. Who did a shoddy job? How long ago did they do it? On the 3rd of June in 2019, 39 people died in a building collapse in Russia. You can see this thing is worldwide. On the 10th of June 2019, 11 people died in India, and it's reckoned that 343 people thereabout die every year because of buildings that are not put, you know, they don't follow building regulations. So when the wind comes, the rain falls, they collapse. On the 12th of July, 2021, this same year, a quarantine hotel, a hotel where they quarantine people with COVID, collapsed in Russia. They said three floors were illegally added. Just this last week, a 22-story building collapsed in Nigeria. The last time I looked at the news, 15 people had died, 100 people were trapped, feared dead. Preliminary findings that the developer exceeded approval permit. We think we can get away with little things? It can kill people. Very dangerous. We all know of one of the wonders of the world, the Great Wall of China. It was built and is seen from space. It was built so that enemies would not be able to come through. I want to tell you, enemies have not been able to scale through since it was built. Only that twice enemies came through, the gates were open for them to pass because they bribed the people at the gate. Human beings worldwide have virtually covered many nations of the world. In some countries, politicians behave any way they like, and get into the election, they buy some bags of rice and a few oil, distribute to people to buy their votes. Some people use men or women to influence others. Some key people in government use their position, they are paid, use their position to maintain a particular direction that the government is going. Have you ever wondered that in a great nation, people know that cancer is bad, that cigarette causes cancer, and yet they're not able to stop it because there is a powerful lobby. In America, more people die in America than when America goes to war outside because of guns everywhere. Why are they not able to say, okay, let us stop it, this is the cause of it, let us... No, there's a powerful gun lobby. They will come at you heavily. This is life under the sun. Attitude to life can be influenced under the sun. You know, contrast this. It is usually said that everybody has their price. That is, they give you money. They give you money if it's not, you know, enough. They increase it. After some time, you cave. This is life under the sun. We see it going. Bribery, corruption. But for life above the sun, is this really true? Is it true in your life that you can be bribed? Let us contrast this with life above the sun. The life of people above the sun. People who lived meaningful lives and did meaningful work. Let's take Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. They put him in prison. He preached, they chained him. He preached, God sent an earthquake. The jailer was saved and baptized. For me to live is Christ. Is that what you are saying to yourself? This, we are going to face the same God, Apostle Paul, and we have everything we need for life and godliness. Ask yourself, we've been singing songs this morning. Say, Lord, help me. Help me, O Lord. Look at Daniel. I will not defile myself with the food. This guy, because of his relationship with God, took water and vegetable for 3 years. I am for God. When they said he should not pray, they found, tried to find anything against him. His colleagues, those around him, they tried to find, they said, no, we're not able to find anything. So they said, King, make sure that nobody will ask anything from any other person but you for 30 days. Daniel, the option was that Daniel would be thrown into the den of lions. He chose that. Daniel was a dead man. But God said, no, Daniel, you are alive. He was alive in God. Because anybody thrown to, even lions that are well fed, would not come out alive. But Daniel had this relationship, just go the thread. His work was, they could not find anything. He did meaningful work. That work was engineered, powered from above the sun. What about Job? I like to use these examples because they are there for us. We have Christ. We have all we need for life and godliness. We have the Holy Spirit to help us. But we have our own part to play. Job never said that he was upright. Job never said he feared God. Job never said, you know, he shunned evil. It was God that said that, the judge. God said Job was upright. God knows whether you are upright or not. If I do like this, you may not know because I'm still, you know. God said Job, upright. He feared God. He shunned evil. He worshiped God. He sacrificed offering to God. He didn't think God was going to pick his pocket. No. He said, in case my children that I don't see sin against God, I will just, in advance, I will just sacrifice. God, please have mercy on them. Let's focus a little bit about Joseph. Joseph, you know the story of Joseph. I just take it from Potiphar's wife. We just get the story at times in bits. But the Bible says Potiphar had this slave who did so well. It was Joseph. Joseph didn't know anything about it. It was just obeying God, doing God's will. What happened to him? The Potiphar's wife liked him. The Bible says every day she tried to seduce him. Joseph said, how can I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Okay, one day, 2 days, 3 days, it continued. But Potiphar's wife did not know that Joseph was a dead man, but alive to God. Are you dead and alive to God? Or you are really alive, walking under the sun? Joseph, you know, one day, I don't know how Potiphar's wife engineered it. It was only Joseph and herself that were at home. She then attacked Joseph, grabbed him, and Joseph pulled himself away. And she reported to the husband, who will believe a slave against the wife? Who will believe a slave? But God knew the truth. This, you know, we look at it in a way, but if Joseph had sinned, how would Israel have been created? This guy was sold out to God. How can I do such a wicked thing? He went to prison. I was having a chat with somebody. I said, God went to prison. The person said, what? I said, God was with Joseph in prison. So where was God with Joseph in prison? And then you know the rest of the story. Joseph focused on God. Joseph depended on God. Joseph knew that he had to please God. And then the only man we know who went from prison to the palace. He could not be bought. Joseph could not be bought. He could not be bribed. He held on to God. Let us look at what the preacher continues to say in Ecclesiastes 4:4-6. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Tranquility. God gives tranquility. God has blessed people. Do things because you like them, not because you're competing against that person. I want to bring that person down. No, no, no. Just seek God. He will give you peace because he's a God of peace. He said, better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Put differently, better one handful from above the sun than two handfuls under the sun. How can we ensure that we are doing meaningful work? We talked about the gift of time. You cannot use the gift of time properly if you don't do meaningful work. How can we ensure that we are doing meaningful work? The audience of one. The audience of one. Colossians 3, 23 to 24. I read, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. One man said, I work for you, but Christ is my master. See, whatever your hand finds to do, do it as unto the Lord. Do it with all your heart. Not for human masters, whether they are looking at you or they don't see you. That was like the life of Joseph. Just obeying God in public or in secret, doing God's will. So I take that again. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. We know that the Lord is everywhere. We tend to forget, brothers and sisters. You know, there are three aspects. Three aspects I want to highlight very quickly of how we as human beings engage with God. Okay? There is the church, there is the street, and there is the home. Okay? You don't want to be, you know, a saint in the church, an angel in the street, but a monster at home. Because he's God, he sees you. He wants to help you. During this time of prayer and fasting, let us open our hearts. Know that you are serving the audience of one, and that one is God. Number two, Ephesians 4, 28. Apostle Paul writing to the Ephesians, anyone who has been stealing must steal no more, no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Apostle Paul was writing to Christians. So what you were doing before was below the sun. He said, now you are no longer that way. Steal no more. Do something useful with your hands. Well, we are here of 15-year-olds in some countries who are, you know, not going to school, hanging around. Suddenly, they buy a very expensive car. Shortly after, they buy another car for their mom. And their mom would take the car to the church to do thanks offering, thanksgiving. Won't you ask this 15-year-old how he got the money? Is he a kidnapper? Or has he defrauded people? And you just go and thank. And then the pastor too takes the money. A 15-year-old that we all know has not been going to school. But Apostle Paul said, stop stealing. You must work doing something useful with your own hands. Work and share with others. Point number three, 1 Corinthians 15, 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. This is where many people have problems. They give partial to the Lord. They mix with the world, that is life under the sun, and they also want to operate above the sun. It does not work. You choose where you want to operate. God has called you into a new life. Give yourselves fully to the work of God. Don't forget that Daniel was a civil servant. Daniel was a civil servant. Paul worked as well. Whatever you do, wherever you're doing it, give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. He is going to reward you. And his reward is permanent. His reward is great. Fourth point, always pray. Always pray. Yeah, you can say, we say need to get, I pray a bit. Look, always pray. Where did Joseph get his strength? Every day he refused. If Joseph had to tell people, I tried for 1 month, I tried for 2 months, I tried for 3 years. No, every day you got to get strength from the Lord. We want to be like the eagle. The eagle has a wingspan of about 8 feet, a big bird. It's, you know, it doesn't stay on the ground. It just comes to the ground a bit to eat, take its food, and goes to high areas, high trees, mountainous areas. Very powerful, can fly for miles without perching on anything. But the eagle has an enemy, a small bird called a raven. This bird specializes in staying behind the herd, just the neck of the eagle. So as the eagle is flying, there's this irritating thing. You know what the eagle does? It flies higher. As it goes higher, the raven doesn't have enough oxygen. The raven drops down. So we go higher. We go higher. Someone wrote something to me. I like it. Still, I rise. We can only get that from the Lord. Strengthening you, strengthening me. We're seeking him, asking him to help us. Who can tell me what they ate 2 weeks ago? On Sunday, on Friday. Well, nobody. I too can't remember. But that, I'm just saying, if you prayed a lot 2 weeks ago, then it doesn't mean, okay, how are you doing? I'm praying. I prayed a lot 2 weeks ago. What about in between? The devil is not resting. We are in a difficult and a dark world. But we win in Christ. We win by the Holy Spirit. We win by prayers. We win by being yielded to the Lord. The preacher saw that the work that he was doing, the attitude to work and to people around was just disturbing. Is this all I've been working for? Yet the Lord calls us to meaningful work. And the world can only succeed when they take on board what God says, the ways of God, which leads to meaningful work. And only God can supply this. Only God can say, you are upright. You shun evil. You are my child. Come. It's the same God who says, Jesus said, don't be afraid of death. I have overcome. And so many people are living in the fear. Jesus says, I am your Lord. I will help you. As we round up, I want us to read Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14 together. Now, all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. God bless you.